Okay, so I just had this realization. My masculine, snuck in, kind of, I don't know who was leading it. I don't know. Maybe that's the divine relationship. Because no one was in the lead. It was like this beautiful harmony of I've been wanting to sew, right? I'm wanting to sew more. I'm wanting to create head covers and all kinds of stuff, like pillows. I want to make covers for the couch. I want to finish the covers for the couch and the bus. There's so much stuff I want to sew. And I have a real need in my business to buy yoga mats and have floor pillows because I'm going to be having workshops where I want women to sit on the floor and I want them all to match. I don't want them to just be like random ones that I get at whatever venue I'm at because I want them to be colored in a way that brings harmony in the space that I am being led to create. Not that it's my preference, it's just what feels good to me. Is what I would want it to be. And I just don't have the extra money right now to buy bulk fabric and test things out. And so I don't, again, I don't know if it was the masculine or the feminine, but them together went off and created this offer to host a retreat in New Mexico, which is just a fucking course. Ever since Brian and I left New Mexico, we haven't shut up about it. We have this little bushel of chilies, of red chilies that you get when you go, that you see everywhere hanging on doors and buildings and things. And so we got a mini one for the bus. And every time we see a New Mexico license plate, because they're so cool, we're like, oh, New Mexico. And we made our one and only YouTube video in New Mexico. We just fucking, it touched our hearts so much. It's where we spent Christmas last year. And of course, it's Christmas time right now, so it's coming back up. And we were not even excited about going through New Mexico. We had to, because we had to go around the mountains. And Brian's aunt, who we stayed with in Colorado when I went on my retreat, Brian stayed with them. She was like, Albuquerque rocks. And she was telling us about Albuquerque. And so we just didn't want to go to New Mexico at all. We ended up going anyways, and that's where this retreat is ending up finding itself, is in New Mexico. In this perfect red adobe style place, which is the heart of what I loved about New Mexico. Brian and I both. It's got the soft rounded edges that I talk about to people all the time. So it's just like a fucking course, right? And this place is affordable. And the budget makes sense. What I need to spend up front makes sense. What I would make is I would be thrilled with, you know, especially because this would be my first time doing something like this and just going out on the limb. I'm building a trust. And what it does, though, what it does, here's the fun part. Here's why I'm recording this, is because this retreat would give me a creative budget, a monetary budget, right? So as women are paying me to come to this retreat in March, I'll be able to have the money to go and buy the fabric to sew. And what I would be doing is sewing for my business, but doing it in a way that's explorative and fun. And it feels like creativity. It doesn't feel like I'm making myself do something. I'm literally excited to learn how to make pillows and just do it, you know? Even if I never do it again, I just want to do it once. I'll probably want to do it a couple times, you know? And now I can pour my own candles. So I'm the way this flow is working is as I get desires to do things creatively, I find a way to expand my reach and my ability to hold myself in my creativity to include those creative things in the flow of my business in somehow, in some way. But those are also all things that have always meant so much to me, right? I've always loved having candles. I've always loved making a space cozy. If my immediate space makes me feel cozy, then I can be anywhere and I can do anything. If I have a space that I feel safe and cozy, not even safe, but it's just when I can let my creative, it's like when my creative vortex opens up, it feels safe enough, it feels slow enough, it feels relaxed enough, it feels like there's no pressure, there's no time, things don't matter. I'm on my own time until, you know, I say otherwise, or at least until I know that it'll be long enough to fulfill the craving that I have to just disappear. And it not be a thing, you know? I can just kind of fall off the chart for 3 days and it's cool. It's not a surprise to anyone. It's almost like it never even happened, right? And the power of presence on social media can actually be used in your favor you know, you can like post a story and like dip out and then like have a reel or something. And like, just not, you don't have to fucking post if you don't like, if you just want to slip away and get as invisible as you possibly can, you like create that safety, you know, for a couple days. That was a whole tangent. But yeah, so basically I now buy this retreat that also the retreat in and of itself is like lighting my soul on fire on in ways I didn't even know I wanted to be lit up. I'm like so turned on by this idea of just like doing what I've been doing in the bus for 3 years, right? Like finding a space, making it cozy as shit, having the pillows, having the blankets, having the drapery, having the candles, having the scents, having the vibes, having like being what we do to it, make it feel how we want to make it feel. It's not the situation around us. It's what we make of it. Literally, like that's the flow. And it's like allowing yourself to drop into it and just creating the space for 4 full days for women to just like fucking wake up when they want, have the space, like actually know what it feels like to have the like restraints lifted off of you that you didn't even know you had on you, just to allow them to feel it because it will activate something in them. And I'm giving myself a creative budget to like fulfill other creative pulls that I have by coming up with the idea for this retreat. And it's going to be so fucking powerful for women to experience their own authority in their own time and space and like get the flavor and the texture of it just by experiencing it. Like you can't teach this shit. You just have to fucking do it. And we're going to do it at least the best way I know how. The way that I've been doing it. Just a lot of hot tea and a lot of saying no to shit. All right, peace out.